Moncrief on News Talk.
Most people would say that giving someone a compliment is a good thing, but not everyone likes receiving a compliment, apparently. And often the context can turn a nice gesture into an awkward social moment. So should we be offering strangers compliments, or is it better to keep your thoughts, even the positive ones, to yourself? Pádraig Walsh is a behaviour psychologist and he joins me now. Good afternoon. You're looking well.
As are you, Fionnuala Jones. Looking radiant. Beautiful, of
glowing,
course.
Glowing. Luminous. Right, tell me this. Should we be doling out compliments to everyone we see?
Okay, so short answer, the research would suggest yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we know that giving compliments to people in the right context boosts not only their own well-being or their short-term mood, but it also boosts our own short-term mood, our own well-being, our own sense of connection. So the World Health Organization will say that one of the best protective factors for us as we get older to live a long life and a good quality of life is to have a broad number of social connections, okay? But we know that it can be tricky, right? So, you know, we have friends and family and people we might have worked with. They're our close core connection. But as we go broader and broader, do you know the name of your local barista? Do you know the name of the person who serves you in the shop? Do you know the name of your neighbour? And bridging that gap from acquaintance or somebody you might just nod to actually some sort of meaningful connection can be tricky. A compliment offer a great gateway into that.
Absolutely. I made a resolution myself a while ago to, one, compliment people more, especially people in the service industry, because they're going through enough as it is. I try to be a bright spot in people's day. But also when people compliment me, I want to, you know, sit in that and not immediately go, you know, someone says, I like that coat. And you go, thanks, pennies, or whatever, wherever it's from. You're immediately trying to undercut yourself. I've told myself, no, we're not doing that anymore. We're sitting with it and accepting the compliment. Why are Irish people so specifically bad with accepting compliments?
So there can be a few different reasons for that. A lot of it is culturally, the context of our culture. Okay,
yeah.
So you look at more individualized societies like America, right? They're very good at taking compliments. And the researchers show that where you go to places like China, where there's more value placed on the collective, where there's more value placed on our contribution to society, for instance, or those group contributions to things like family, they're less likely to do that. In Ireland, we have this thing where we just hate feeling like we have notions. We just really don't like it. And the idea that there's a thin line between sincerity and sarcasm as well. That there is oftentimes our learning history when we're growing up can be that there can be sincerity tinged with sarcasm. Like I could have come in and said, oh, Fionnuala, you look great, but you don't know. There's some ambiguity position there, whether I'm being sincere or not. And if you go down the line of, why, thank you so much, and I turn around and say, well, actually, do you know what, Fionnuala, I was actually joking and I wasn't being serious, that can hurt, particularly where you've left yourself open and vulnerable. So with compliments, I'm really interested in the invisible dance of status.
Okay.
Right, so I did a little experiment before I came in here.
Love an experiment.
As a behavioural scientist, I thought, look, it's a sunny day. I'm walking down Grafton Street. I'm going to compliment three people and see what they say.
Okay.
And I did it very safely. So, and I'll explain why it was safe. It was safe because it was a passing compliment. So I was walking past people. I wasn't lingering. I wasn't waiting. Nice shirt, dude. Oh, thanks. Same to you. He was definitely lying. Another woman, I said, nice glasses. And she said, oh, thanks so much. You've made my day, and moved on. So there was definitely, I think the context of it being a sunny day of me passing by didn't make people feel awkward. Mm. But where you have this idea of a compliment being given and we're getting a sense that there's not, it's not just freely given, that there's some kind of strings attached, that's where people's spider sense can start to perk up and go, I'm not so sure about this. I'm not so comfortable with it.
Interesting. So when should we have boundaries then around giving and accepting compliments? Are there specific situation where you'd say, maybe not, or maybe pull it back a small bit?
Remember I said to you that I was trying to be safe in terms of who I gave compliments to. And I just noticed it afterwards that I gave it to guys of a particular age, you know, like women from a distance. So we have to bear in mind our environmental context, right? Imagine I was in this studio and I sat right beside you shoulder to shoulder. That would just feel really, really weird, okay? Because we've got lots of space here.
Mm.
But if you change the context and suddenly we're in a lift with six people and I'm standing shoulder to shoulder with you, you wouldn't really pass any heed on that because we understand the context. I can't be close to you, or I have to be close to you in that elevator. It's the same with a compliment. We like to know the context. We like to know the reason why this is being given. So it could just be that, you know, people saw a sunny day, a guy out and about, smile on his face. Okay, this is just sharing a compliment. But if you shift that context and we view people who give compliments without clear context a little bit suspiciously.
Mm.
We want to understand people's motivations for, even if it's just being nice. We like to know, if I said, I like those glasses, I really like that type of lens, or I used to have a pair of them myself earlier on. That gives context for this. Or, you know what, I'm having a great day and I want to say you are making my day better.
Yeah.
Right? You're giving context for it. But if people start to feel, there's a hidden motivation here, there's, you know, no real context for this, I'm unsure of your motivations, alarm bells start to ring.
There's an agenda, as you'd say. Mm. Okay, I have an example of what I think is a safe compliment that I would give to people. Again, if they're serving me or we're in a shop or whatever, if they have their nails done, I will always comment on that because, you know, it's not necessarily how they look, but they might take pride, you know, they're picking out the design, they might have done it themselves, and I feel like they always get a good, they get a little rush from it. Is that a safe compliment? Am I doing okay doing that?
In fact, it's a really good compliment because it's specific. You know, I think, you know, the Irish language has the term plough moss, right? Mm. So when I was looking into this topic, I was like, where did plough moss come from? What does it actually mean? So plough is play. Play is a play word. And then moss means buttocks, right?
Okay.
So it means, I don't know if it's like you're playing with buttocks. And I thought maybe it's like kissing ass.
Oh,
that
yes.
The Irish language, we use the word plough moss, which says that you're giving an insincere compliment or you're being a little bit sycophantic in your compliment giving. When you're in the nail salon and you're giving a compliment to somebody, it's very context specific. You're in a nail salon and usually the sisterhood will say, we'll compliment each other on these things. But you're also being very specific. You're not just saying you've got lovely nails. You're saying, I like that style. I like that colour. Mm. We respond better where there's clearer context given, where there's specifics given around the compliment rather than just a general bland vanilla platitude.
Yeah. You mentioned the sisterhood there. Do you reckon there is a gender issue when it comes to accepting and giving compliments?
I think I'm going back to reflect on myself here. And I wasn't as eager to go up on the street and just talk to, somebody of the opposite sex and give them a compliment where they might have interpreted that as, you know, maybe hitting on me. Okay. And oftentimes that can be the behavioral routine that there is, like all sorts of movies. You think of Hitch, you think of lots of things in popular media where the idea of giving compliments is a gateway to starting conversation with a motivation of connecting. So I think where guys are left from there's no research that I've seen, but from anecdotal evidence, what I know from my friends, you know, it can be more so based upon their personality rather than their gender. So there'll be guys who will love a compliment. Obviously, there's a little bit of false modesty here. Mm. And there's a little bit of humble bragging. You know, the person who'll say, no, don't. But do, continue on.
Yeah, they're loving it.
They're really loving it as well. So I think there's a lot of variables there when it comes to accepting compliments. In Ireland, there's always that cultural context. But then you have things like personality, age, gender, whether we feel comfortable, how well we know that person, and also whether or not status is at play here. So going back to giving a compliment, if I freely give of a compliment to a stranger, to somebody I don't know, I'm immediately handing status over to them because they could turn around and go, who are you? What are you doing? That's just weird. Please go away.
Mm.
So you're giving of it freely and immediately you're left in a vulnerable position. So that status stance is really interesting. However, if you accept the compliment and you say, oh my God, thank you so much. That's really, really nice. Who has the status then? It's actually the compliment giver.
Mm.
So it's a really interesting invisible status dance that happens where you're giving and receiving compliments.
On that invisible status then, how would you navigate complimenting a work colleague or say someone even, maybe they're on the same tier as you, maybe they're above you, like that can be tricky to navigate as well.
But there's work colleagues who are acquaintances and there are work colleagues who are friends.
Mm.
And I think that's the big differentiator when it comes to how closely, how freely, how fluidly you'll give compliments and receive compliments. Because there might be work colleagues that you have at the same level who you don't know that well and have never given a compliment to before, and suddenly out of the blue you give it. You really need to give a lot of context for that to explain why you're doing it now, what it is about what they've done that has prompted you to give that compliment. and then back off. Because otherwise, if you're lingering too long, they're going, wait a minute, what's going on here? However, at the other side of it, there could be work colleagues that you know really, really well, and you're giving compliments to 4 or 5 times an hour, and you're just really comfortable with. And I think that's a different relationship. There's no contextualizing needed here. The nature of your relationship will just make it, things flow a lot fluider.
Texter in here says, I always get complimented on my perfume and my automatic response is to tell people where to buy it because it is such a bargain. I'm obsessed with that. I think we can all relate to that. Yeah, it just like, why don't we just, oh yes, I do smell nice. Of course I smell nice because I made the decision to wear this perfume and buy this perfume. We just immediately have to push it off us. It's mad.
It can feel difficult. There's a book that I read years ago called The 1 Minute Manager, and it talks about giving feedback to people and giving compliments to people who are working as part of a team. And one of the 3 steps within it, after you give specific feedback to somebody, is to pause and wait for 5 seconds. And I was at the start, I was going, what the hell is this about? Why are those 5 seconds important? Until you experience it and you go, oh, my immediate knee-jerk response is to say something or do something rather than feel it, acknowledge it and just go, oh, okay, I've got a compliment, because it feels uncomfortable at the start. And it's almost as bad or as aversive as negative feedback in some respects.
Yeah. So for anyone who is looking to get into giving compliments more, accepting compliments more, what would be your top piece of advice?
Are we accepting members to our club?
Yeah, come in, guys, come in.
Is the water just fine? So the first thing is, you know, it is good for you and it's often good for the other person who's receiving it. The second thing is, start small. You know, you don't need to go changing the world. Don't go doing it with everyone because it loses its value. You know, there can be compliment inflation here. The third thing is, I would start with very low risk compliment giving. Don't give a compliment to somebody who's in that, you know, that snaky queue in the airport where you're queuing and suddenly you say something to them and then 5 minutes later you're standing beside them again and standing beside them again and everyone has seen you talk and then you've had to say goodbye and then they're back with you. Don't do that.
Okay.
Do the passing compliment. Think about the person that you genuinely admire, that they have done something that you actually genuinely do admire, that you're not plumbing them, that it is not insincere, something that you really like, and give context for it so they don't feel freaked out.
Great advice and a great segment. Padraig Walsh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
Padraig Walsh, behavioural scientist, or psychologist, I should say.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.